I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, good afternoon, Austin. I'm Spencer Kronk, city manager. I'm joined by Greg Mazaros, director of Austin Water, and Mayor Steve Adler. We're here today to announce that we are lifting the boil ban that has been in effect since last Monday. I first of all want to thank the community for their participation in this event. We saw that Austinites came together to ensure that they were conserving and doing what they needed to do to keep our tap water safe. I really want to thank Austin Water and their efforts working collaboratively with our jurisdictional partners at the state in ensuring that as we lift this ban, we are fully confident that the tap water is safe to drink. You'll be hearing more about the details on how you can ensure that you are going about the next steps from Austin Water. But before that, I would like to introduce Mayor Adler for a few words.
I want to begin by just saying how proud I am to be part of this city. You know, we've had our share of tough moments over the last year or so, and in each of them, the community has pulled together. It's done what it needed to do. I want to begin by thanking the manager for having a city that reacted to this situation so proactively. I want to thank the Greg and your staff for the incredible Herculean work and around the clock work. I want to thank everyone in the community for conserving at a time when that became the key ingredient. Everything worked the way it was supposed to work in response to this situation. No one I know, I haven't heard of anyone getting sick. We were out in front of the news on Tuesday that we had to give a notice. You know, I just want to point out, because I think this is really a story and a key part of this story. We got word on Tuesday, because we had reached that level of turbidity in the water, we got news on Tuesday that we had to give a notice within 24 hours to our community. But we'd already done it on Sunday. So when we learned that notice had to be out within 24 hours of that moment on Tuesday, we were already distributing water. Our hospitals and our schools were already performing. They already had water. I'm just really proud to be part of this community. This was a big event, and we handled it well. I'm proud to live in Austin, Texas.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Thank you, City Manager. And so I'm Greg Mazaros, Director of Austin Water. And obviously, we're very pleased here to be holding a nice, fresh glass of city water, knowing that our boil orders has been lifted. We worked all day today to work with the state of Texas to recertify our system, give us notice to rescind. Our water system is safe. Our pressures are good. Our storage is recovered. Our plants are operating well. So people should feel very comfortable and confident with the water. We are continuing to urge caution with water use, the volume of water. We want to just see how it goes the next couple of days. We're not expecting any problems, but want people just to kind of be mindful of the need to kind of manage their water use as we're coming back up to full speed with the system. And again, thanks everyone. Thank all of our Austin Water employees, all my fellow colleagues, fellow department directors, health department, public works, everyone that helped. The state of Texas, particularly TCEQ, was embedded in our operations center, and they were keys to helping us work through this. Really appreciate that help. LCRA was in constant communication with us, so really a joint team effort across the region to help us work through this event. And just appreciate everyone coming together.
Any questions?
No, TCEQ is not requiring line flushing. The health department has advised restaurants to flush out their systems and things like their soda dispensers. As a regular residential customer, You're not required to flush out your line, but if you want to flush out your line, that's also fine too. We are asking people to, if they had ice that was made before the boil water order was lifted, to discard that ice and let a new generation of ice be made through their ice makers.
If you wanted to flush out your line, how long operation
would it? A couple, 3 minutes at most. Two or three minutes at most. Yeah, and again, it's really optional, but yeah, it just as long as you know you want to run your water, it's really kind of up to you. We wouldn't encourage people to let their water run for hours, you know, that just will be a waste and potentially, you know, would put some stress on the system.
To be clear, though, there's no need for a residential user to flush their lines. But if you feel better, you can certainly do it.
Yeah, it's more of a kind of a personal choice.
But there's no... I was just saying, just to be clear, my understanding, Greg, is that if you're a residential customer, there's no need for you to flush your lines. But if you want to flush your line, of course you can. But the position of the city and our health department is that for residential users, there's no need to flush your lines.
It's better than in the system.
Just, you know, particularly for, I think, a residential customer, like, don't turn on your irrigation system yet. You know, just don't, you know, more discretionary water. You know, we just want to keep water demand well managed for the next few days, and then we'll ultimately lift any remaining restrictions. But it's more from a quantity perspective. It's not anything to do with the quality of the water, just so that our system stays nice and full and we can kind of continue to evaluate that everything is running properly. I'm not sure if when you say our three centers, what?
The three water centers.
Oh, you mean the water treatment plants?
Yes. The plan or the protocol to go in and clean that had never been implemented. Is that correct?
Well, we've never had a citywide boil water notice, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well, what I'm asking is, what are the lessons learned from this process to, it sounds like it went as according to plan, but is there anything that the city learned to make sure this, you know, maybe not happen again, or maybe come to a solution sooner?
Well, absolutely. Now that we're getting out of the immediate boil water notice, and as we're recovering, and we still have to check our plants and do some cleaning and recalibration, but the next steps are going to be taking a hard look at what was the water chemistry, what was the main causes of this, how can we adapt our systems into the future, how can we get better at emergency response and communication. That is certainly an expectation of the city manager and policymakers that we really dissect this and figure out the right ways to respond better in the future. Just a few more days at most.
Can you explain more about why y'all have those still, why those are so necessary?
Well, just coming out of this, we don't want people to turn on irrigation systems and use large volumes of water. We just want to be cautious as we're coming forward with this and just monitoring conditions, making sure that water demand's well managed. And then within a few days, we'll be lifting that ban too. No, we have not had any tests that indicated bacteria that was harmful to people. That would be things like E. coli, and no positive test results for those whatsoever.
All right, let's do one. Thank you to Austin. Appreciate all your efforts.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
One last question.
Sure.
No, it would take a historic flooding event of the scope that happened here on the Llano. Again, we're very used to treating water when it's raining and haven't had a problem for 100 years, and we're not anticipating that we would have a problem in the future with regards to those kind of things.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.